Number 155. Extortion. Ray had resided in and done business in this area for almost his entire life, and he wasn't going to allow the repugnant reptile to extort money from him and requisition the goods he sold, such as resins and tools. Other businessmen were repressed and had resigned themselves to the fact that they would have to reshuffle their finances in order to pay the mafia boss. But Ray was more resilient than other residents with small businesses in the area. He was a man of good, honest repute, something that he considered a requisite for success. His wife reproached him for not paying the reptilian gangster, who was reputed to kill anyone who disobeyed him. She reproved him for his resilience, which was ironic, for this trait had been why she fell in love with him originally. She reprimanded him because she feared that there would be reprisals. Although the mafia boss had only made a polite request for the money, it could be assumed from his reputation that the next request would be less polite. All her reproof had no effect, and it seemed that her reputable husband's repugnance and reprobation towards the reprobate gangster would inevitably result in his death. Ray knew that his wife resented his decision, but he wouldn't allow even her resentment and reprobation to influence his resolution. The mafia boss thought about the situation while listening to a reprise. His problem was that he needed some extra money in reserve, but that wasn't the only problem. If small businessmen like Ray didn't pay, he would lose all of his residual power. This residue of power was small now. He had failed to bribe judges into giving his brother, another man for whom law-abiding citizens felt repulsion, a reprieve for his crimes. An attempt to rescue him from police custody had also failed. This meant that his brother couldn't help him repulse a leadership challenge from the younger generation of gangsters. If he couldn't stand up to Ray, the younger gangsters would repudiate him and force his resignation, or worse. So the boss couldn't rescind the standing order that anyone who didn't pay him would suffer. Rescission of the rescript would be the precursor of his own requiem. Ray had to requite him for protection, or else.